Dishonesty is one's thinking that will lead to wickedness, and they can't help but be corrupt in their lifestyle. They'll cheat. Where they're working, they'll try to get by and do ugly things. They'll do all kinds of things to hurt the employer. That won't work. You have to pay for it, generally sooner or later. We don't want to block out our shortcomings. We want to overcome them and turn them around and make our strengths more capable to take care of us. We want to stop slandering people. It seems to be very popular today to go out and slander somebody and stir up trouble and make people hate each other. That's not the way of the beloved Christ. And when I hear some of these mornings in churches on TV slandering other churches, I just shake my head. Boy, what a shame. What a shame. In the Lord's name. And it tells you about it in Matthew. Take the book of Matthew and read it. The sheep wearing wolf clothing. It tells you all about it. Let us not be that way. That type of confusion leads to stupidity. And then it leads to be paranoid. And you're afraid of everything and everybody. You never have a beautiful, quiet moment. You're always looking over your shoulder. Because you think the wrong... Each person must come to know they are responsible for their good and evil acts, honesty or dishonesty.